and welcome back to New Girl Recap with your host, Sasha. I've been gone and I was taking a little break for a little bit, but I'm back now. And today I'll be looking at episodes 17 and 18, and actually this is one of the unique two episode. It has two parts, basically. There's a part one and a part two. So, without further ado, to get into it, this episode is about the time that Jess dates the father of one of her students. And so things get a little interesting, as you could imagine. And meanwhile, while this is going on, Schmidt and Winston become super competitive while playing bar trivia. And I'm not really surprised with the fact that Winston and Schmidt would get super competitive because, as we've learned in previous episodes, Winston has this problem where he just cannot admit when things aren't working for him, or when he's not good at things, he gives up really easily, and he gets super, super into strange, seemingly strange hobbies, I guess. But this episode opens with Nick at the phone store, and he has a 250 credit score, which is incredibly low. And all the salespeople are kind of freaking out, and they're gossiping to each other, and they're like, oh my gosh, you won't believe what just happened. This guy over here has a 250 credit score. And yeah, they're just freaking out. And now Jess has to like talk to Nick because she's with him at the store and kind of console him because he can't buy a phone. They're not going to allow him to buy a phone with a 250 credit score. And so she tries to say that he can be mysterious or like off the grid, you know, that guy without a phone, not having a phone can be his thing. And she's trying so hard to make him feel better, but he's not having it. He's very mad. And now to like switch back to Jess and the school environment, she's a teacher. Jess talks to Russell, the father of one of her students, Sarah. And he's annoyed and mad because Sarah's being a little creative at home and he's acting like a jerk. He's freaking out. He doesn't understand it. And he's also extremely rich. Russell is, I think, a multimillionaire. I'm not sure what he does. I don't think they go into it in this episode. But he also donates a ton of money to the school. So now Jess has to apologize because the school needs money and she can't be over here making one of the largest donors angry because of this conference. And while this is kind of going on with the Winston and Schmidt story, Winston is mad at Schmidt because he took his girlfriend, Shelby, to like a trivia night thing with Schmidt, and then he made Winston look stupid. And Schmidt's also acting like a jerk because he's basically treating Winston like he's stupid because he can't memorize these seemingly strange facts. And, you know, memory, the ability to memorize things is not a caliber of intelligence at all, but obviously Winston's hurt because Schmidt's like making him look bad in front of his date. And now Nick officially does not have a phone, and all of the loft mates are sitting out at the table joking about it, making him feel worse. And then Jess asks for advice what to do with Russell, and she's getting some pretty crazy advice. So Nick says to barge into his office and act rude, and Winston seems like the only sane one, and he just suggests that Jess apologizes. And Jess is driving to Russell's office, and her car stalls, and so Russell hires a tow truck company to help her out, and then gives her his car keys. And his car keys are not like, his car keys or his car that he's driving is not your typical car that you would see on the roads. It's definitely more expensive model. And so Winston's training with the student that he tutors, because Winston also does a part-time tutoring thing, Alvin, to try to be Schmidt trivia. And Jess and Nick go to Russell's house party, and Nick ends up doing a full 180 when he sees Russell's office. He went from being a very strict believer in taxing the rich and fixing the system to now this strange snob character. And Russell and Nick have a chat, and Nick has to explain to Russell his phone situation. Russell ends up giving Nick his phone as a gift. So he's very generous. and Jess gets upset and wants to leave and decides that running is the best solution. Nick, surprisingly, gives Jess some good advice and says that Russell likes her and that she needs to face her problems. So Jess confronts Russell and then says that she's a bit scared of how put together Russell is, which is fair because Russell seems like he has everything together. You know, I think he's a CEO or something of his business. Yeah, he just looks very put together too. And Russell admits how he's been feeling about Jess and then invites her out to dinner one night. Now moving on to Fancy Men Part 2, Episode 18, it picks up on the story. And Jess complains about Nick's friend from law school. And according to Nick, he's the smartest dude that he knows. And he has a law degree, a culture degree, agriculture degree, a PhD in poetry. But he isn't a lawyer, actually. And Jess is explaining her date to the dudes. And she says that the date went really, really, really bad and that it was super, super awkward. And I don't really know what advice that the guys are able to give her, but Cece and Jess talk about her date, and she suggests that Jess acts too forward when it comes to her relationship with Russell. And so at dinner, Jess is all over the place with their conversations, and it's just a huge chain of word vomit. And he ends up leaving her at the date to answer a phone call. And meanwhile, Shelby's going to Mexico for her bachelorette party, and Winston really screws up by telling her it would be good to have some space. And then later on, Winston also makes a mistake to drive Schmidt's car and drive it to Mexico, but Schmidt and Cece are in the trunk of the car making out, and then the border patrol officer catches them because Winston doesn't know about this, obviously, and he has to inspect the vehicle, and he asks him if there's anything in the car that he's not supposed to have, etc., and Winston says no, and he is so upset, obviously, and after that whole situation happens, Dirk convinces Nick. So Dirk is the name of Nick's college friend, the one with the PhD, the super quote-unquote smart guy. And all these kids are so happy that he's there because Nick's a bartender, so he can make them their fancy drinks. And then at the end of the episode, Russell explains that he left with her because his daughter was staying at he left Jess's date, their date together, because his daughter was staying at his ex-wife's house and had an asthma attack because she didn't have her inhaler. And that's basically the end of episodes 17 and 18, or the Fancy Man episode. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in for another episode next week.